In this bulletin, 14 people diagnosed with coronavirus in Australia. The US Senate acquits Donald Trump of both impeachment articles. And veteran actor Kirk Douglas dies at the age of 103. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. The total number of confirmed coronavirus cases in Australia has risen to 14. It comes after Queensland Health revealed a man from Wuhan has been confirmed to have the virus. It's Queensland's fourth case. The World Health Organization has requested $1 billion to help countries address the expected spread of coronavirus. The UN Health Agency has seen the biggest jump in cases since the start of the epidemic in the past 24 hours. The virus, which started in Wuhan, China, has killed just under 500 people in the country and infected 14 Australians. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus encourages countries to prepare now.
Our message to the international community is invest today or pay more later. $675 million is a lot of money, but it's much less than the bill we will face if we do not invest in preparedness now during the window of opportunity that we have.
US President Donald Trump has been acquitted of all charges in his Senate impeachment trial and will remain in office. A majority of senators found Mr. Trump not guilty of obstructing Congress as charged and voted 53-47 to acquit him. Earlier, senators voted 52-48 to acquit Trump of an abuse of powers charge. Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer criticised Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's final arguments.
The chart McConnell had was as deceptive as most of his arguments. How many of those witnesses were allowed by President Trump on that chart? Zero. How many documents were allowed by President Trump in the impeachment trial? Zero. He criticized the House, but he's claiming credit for their witnesses, which weren't all the witnesses they wanted.
At least one person has died, with 157 more injured after a plane broke into three pieces in Istanbul, Turkey. The Pegasus Airlines plane flying into Istanbul's airport was carrying 177 passengers and six crew from the western province of Izmir. Poor weather conditions meant the plane could not hold onto the runway and skidded before the crash. Oscar-winning actor Kirk Douglas has died at the age of 103. The stage and screen actor played many roles, including starring in the 1960s classic Spartacus, in which he played the titular character. Douglas was the father of fellow actor Michael Douglas. Indian miner Adani could face a $3 million fine for providing false or misleading information about land clearing activities. The company is due in the Brisbane Magistrates Court after being charged with clearing part of its controversial Carmichael mine site in 2018. Adani blames the misleading information on an administrative error and says no environmental harm has resulted from its activities. But Queensland's State Environment Department argues the company was aware. The Rugby Super League says it will prevent controversial players from being signed by rugby clubs after Israel Folau took up a one-year contract with the French team Catalans Dragons. Folau, a devout Christian, was sacked by Rugby Australia last year for making several homophobic social media posts. The re-signing angered most of the clubs, with representatives of 11 of the 12 clubs present for the monthly meeting in the English town of Salford. Well, now the weather across the country. Perth, mostly sunny and 31 degrees. Adelaide, sunny and 31. Melbourne, partly cloudy with late smoke haze, 27. Hobart, partly cloudy, 22. Canberra, possible shower, 26. Wollongong, showers, 24. Sydney, a shower or two, 25. Newcastle, much the same, 25. Brisbane, rain at times, 26. Cairns, a possible shower, 33. And Darwin, partly cloudy and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.